Everyone, welcome back to Critics Play Games. This is a podcast where critics, film critics, talk about video games. Today, it's been a long day for me. Today, we're going to be talking about our top 10 or our top 10 anticipated games of 2022. It has been, it's been a long year for 2021. And honestly, like, it doesn't even feel like the years have shifted. It still feels like we're in 2021 instead of 2022.
It really does. Like, where did 2021 go? And the fact that we're in this year now and we're like, hell yeah, more games finally. Like, my actual consoles.
I actually feel like I didn't play that many games last year. Like, I started Kena Bridge of Spirits and I never finished it.
Guys, I still haven't even started Guardians of the Galaxy and I have
I started it. I'm like two missions in. I have it. I have Deathloop. Yeah. I have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I have Kena Bridge of Spirits. I have the Ghost of Tsushima. I broke down and bought that. Thanks, Sony. But yeah, there's a lot of things that I've bought.
See, that's where I'm at. I have a stack of games I haven't played. I definitely play more than you guys, I think. Like, I played 16 new games last year, 16 or 17.
Oh, but I still have
You play way more than I do.
I still have a stack of games that I haven't gotten
to. Still gotta get Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, and you know what?
Expansion.
I played a Spider-Man remaster instead. That's what I fucking started.
I actually did
and
beat,
beat it this year again.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, it's so good. The remaster's fucking incredible.
It's mind-blowing, bro. I mean,
I was sitting there watching this, and I'm like, this is better than half the next-gen games I already have.
Not
like,
the graphic-wise.
Yeah, the graphics are so incredible. They're sleek, and just being like into the city OLED, is like, unreal.
TV. Oh, and that's what I got, yeah.
Say, like,
oh, the, there you go.
The LG C1s.
That's exactly
so
the
good.
One I got. I remember you told me to get that one, and it I did all the settings.
It has
stuff,
four HDMI 2.1 ports, all with 120 hertz refresh rate. Literally built for like next gen gaming, and obviously the picture quality for movies and TV is amazing if you calibrate it right. But yeah,
do you guys have your TVs in your room?
No.
Yeah.
Because I usually, right on. I usually use PS4 remote or PS4. Wow, PS5 remote play.
Nice.
I just play on my computer here. It's a lot of
fun. Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, no, and that's... I need to try that. But see, that's cool. But, you know, I'm excited to talk about the top 10 games because I literally don't even know your guys's. And that's the fun part because I have a theory on one of Leo's. And then I definitely know one of Christian's. I definitely know one of Christian's.
I'm not moving a fuck.
No. I know y'all. I know a few of y'all's too. So I'm ready to go.
So this will be fun. So let's dive into this. I'm going to start the intro right now.
It's a Taco Tuesday, man. It's just it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday
as we're recording this.
Some tacos sound fire right now, man. Two beef steak, two chicken. Oh,
do you guys, have like a good taco place near you guys?
Oh my god, I have one right around the corner, my man. Ooh, it's this place called Taco Saber. Man, they have under $2 a taco, and everyone is loaded with meat, bro. I mean, carne asada, chicken.
Just went to a wedding, man, and they had tacos like galore, as much as you want. Man, my fat ass walked out. I wasn't even dancing. I kept walking up, and I'm like, can I have more? Can I have more? And then the week before, my friend graduated from college, and his mom did like this whole thing in their backyard, and she also had that, and it was unlimited tacos. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want unlimited tacos and quesadillas, man. I'll take that shit. It was so good.
Look, what about don't lay that out and expect us to stop.
exactly it's like an open bar but for tacos. Like, how can you say no to that? You know what
you
I mean
can't.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's really really good stuff. I'm actually trying to look up there's a place called Cancun Mexican Restaurant near me. It's a bit pricey. It's actually right down the street. It's some good stuff, man. They're fajitas.
Oof.
I always get chicken fajitas because I don't eat beef. But it's just so good. I love it. It's so tender. It's so tender, so juicy.
There's a place like 10 minutes away from me called Taco El Paisa. My girlfriend found it. It's homemade and it is like the best thing. And it makes me mad though, because when we start going, no one knew about the place. But then all these fuckers started coming and they raised their goddamn prices and changed the menu. And it's still really good. But like, I used to be able to get six rolled taquitos yeah, and a giant quesadilla bigger than my damn laptop for like $10. It would feed me for like 3 days straight.
See, and no, that's when it's the best kind, when you can get it for a hell of a deal. Like you roll, right? You got a $10 and you rolling up in there and rolling up out of there with a stack of plates. Like that's
exactly
the best. And see, you know, Chinese places are good too. Look, say what you want, but them $1.50 of scoops, you find you a good one? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You eating for
Leo knows it. Christian knows it. I know it. Guys,
all right, guys, let's do it.
2022. We're in 2022 already. I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't feel like that. And I know we already talked about that, but there's a lot of games coming out this year. And there's a lot that didn't even make my top 10. And for how people should know how we're going to do this is we're only going to mention our bottom five. Not really going to go into much depth on them. Then the top five is when we're going to really get into it. So I don't know who wants to start with their bottom five.
Anyone? I'll start with mine. I'll go first.
Let's hear it.
So my bottom five, I've been flexing them around as we've been talking. I'm like, dude, I like all these games, but there's just five more. And I'm going to go ahead and start with my number six, Hogwarts Legacy.
Wow.
I love how that looks. Look, there are a couple more games ahead of it for me, but I love the idea of an open world Harry Potter game with RPG style, like gameplay and just customizable graphics. I
wonder how
they
sort us. That's my big question on that. Is how are they going to sort us? Do we take a quiz?
I think in the beginning, it's probably going to be some kind of quiz, or I wonder if it's going to be like a random generation. Like you just drop in and the sorting hat just drops on that.
What are you guys actually?
Like,
are you actually Slytherin?
I am Slytherin, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Leo?
The official sorting hat had me as Gryffindor.
Okay, I'm Hufflepuff. So.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, okay, like there's got to be some kind, you know what it will be? It'll be gameplay. It'll be like, here's how you play the game. And
or
then
some kind of
collect,
like choices that you make.
Yeah. You know what they could do it like Kingdom Hearts, when you're like in the intro and you
different
weapons and styles, and then it sorts you out and it's like, okay, based on your gameplay.
This
your
is
Gryffindor,
how you're
Hufflepuff,
man,
Rainbow.
You gotta be careful with Kingdom Hearts stats, though.
Yeah,
it can affect your entire game.
Good pick.
I wanted this to be in the top five, but it's just right outside. And I got
what's the actual date for this one?
What's I don't know.
It just says
they don't have one.
It just says 2022.
We don't necessarily know when.
Yeah, so I got.
So are we starting from six? Or are we starting from 10?
Yeah, I started from six. If you guys want to start from 10, you can. Seven, I went with Gotham Knights. I had another DC game on my top five, so that just ended up in the bottom five. Eight, Ghostwire Tokyo.
That was
nine,
awesome.
Pokemon Legends, Arceus.
The one at this
Arceus
point.
Legends.
Yeah, it looks good. And then Kirby and the Forgotten Land at number
that
two.
Looks awesome. That looks awesome.
No, I'm kidding.
Christian, you want to go next? You want to go next?
Dissing these Nintendo games. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
There are none
two
of this
in there
list,
so far.
I don't have a Switch, so. So my number 10 is actually Sifu. It's like
awesome.
Yeah, like I mean it comes out February 8th, which is pretty like right around the corner. Developer is Skullclap Games. It looks really interesting. It's coming out for PS5, PS4, and PC. I don't know if it's a third party thing, because Kena Bridge of Spirits is the same way. I'm assuming eventually it'll hit Xbox. My number nine is actually Elden Ring. I'm not a big like Dark Souls-esque person, but I mean, I've been trying to get into Bloodborne because that is a really good entry point for.
I will say my friend is playing the beta for this, and he said it's actually very accessible. It's still hard, but he goes it's very accessible, more than because Sekiro and Bloodborne for me are the most accessible games.
Oh yeah,
that they have so far. But he said that this one. It's still tough, but it's more accessible. Plus, it's online. So that's a big part is inviting friends.
That helps.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's also number nine too. Because George R. R. Martin just doesn't want to finish his freaking book. So,
fair, but
you want to go out here and finish these video games. Now I need Winds of Winter and Dream of Spring on my bookshelf.
I don't know if he's going to make those, man, for his life.
I know.
Life.
He's getting old.
His son will finish them.
Yeah. It's not the same. But yeah, that comes out February 25th. Number eight for me is Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I've been a really big Borderlands fan.
That's good.
For a while. It's not necessarily in my, top five just because, it it seems like it's more Borderlands, but it is Tiny Tina, and you know that
she's the best character.
Yeah, she's like one of the best characters. So I'm interested in it. I don't know if I'll necessarily buy it day one, but I believe that comes out the 25th
of March, my birthday.
Nice.
Not gonna buy that. Make someone else get it for me.
oh yeah. So my number seven is actually Forspoken. Okay. Window release date. It just says spring 2022.
I actually think it has a date.
Let me see.
I think it's May.
Yep, May 25th.
Yep. Oh, okay. It comes out the month of my birthday.
There you go. Someone will buy it for you then.
Yeah, there you go. Hopefully,
maybe. I mean, it looks interesting. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. It seems like a magical kind of like parkour kind of thing.
Yeah. Mirror's Edge with fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
I can't say the graphics look the best. It looks a bit waxy, but we'll see. You know, that probably was just like beta build, but. Honestly,
say it waxy.
But like, surprised it's even coming out this early.
This is from developer Luminous Productions, which I mean, okay, you know, it's supposed to be using that new Unreal 5 or Unreal Engine. Like, it looks good, but something I'm like, it looks like, you know how things look too good.
Did you guys play that Matrix demo thing?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
played
okay. Either. Yeah, I love that simulation.
That is how I think the game looks. It's so real that you're looking at it, you're like, this isn't real. Like, it's so real. Everything you see in there it's so well done.
Yeah.
But I know this isn't real. Like, my head is telling me
too high.
This isn't real. Yeah.
I think that works for the Matrix, but it might be problematic here for Forspoken.
Maybe. So I guess we'll see how it looks.
We'll see. And then my number six is A Plague Tale Requiem.
I need to play the first one.
The first one, I haven't finished it, but from what I have played, I really like it. One's also just a general release window of 2022 coming out on PS5, Xbox Series S and X, Switch, and PC. That's by Asabo Studio. So it looks really interesting. I mean, I've really enjoyed the first one. I believe the first one is on Game Pass.
I have it downloaded. So,
and I think the first Plague's Tale game there was a specific month for PlayStation Plus that it was free.
Okay.
I think I claimed it. I can't remember. But those are like my top, my bottom ladder half.
Okay. I guess I'll do my bottom five now. So at my number 10, it's Starfield. Really excited for this. Really can dig what Bethesda does. There's just, I don't know anything about this game. It could be a heaping pile of shit for all I know. Number nine, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga. I've never been this excited for a Lego game, but this game looks freaking awesome. They've been taking their time with it. And the thing I will say about Lego games, they never come out buggy or a mess. So,
Nintendo games.
Yeah. Number eight, Horizon Forbidden West. It would be higher if it wasn't for the fact that this game is literally coming out in like 6 weeks. So
Horizon. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not like my hype train's kind of gone. I just want to play it at this point. I love the original. Even though the original took me like forever to beat because I put
it. Oh my God.
Did you play the first one
for me?
No, I still never played the DLC.
See, I want to go back and play the first game to refamiliarize myself before jumping into the second one.
But see, you know, when I do that though, you know, my issue with that is when I do that, I never play the sequel right away.
Like, yeah, because it's kind of like you've been playing the first one.
I've already been, yeah, so then I won't want
to
do it.
Maybe I'll go back to it. But then again, I don't know, because I hear it like I was watching, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like the Game Informer. First impressions, they said a lot of things have been improved. It's kind of like playing as Miles in Spider-Man
PS5
and then going back and playing as Peter Parker from Spider-Man. Like,
see, PS4. And that's why I'm glad I didn't do it right away, because I had that balance. So I remember how Miles plays, but I don't remember how he feels playing. So going back to Peter, Miles it's feels different.
Amazing. I actually, I gotta say, I like playing Miles more.
Oh, no, I do.
That's why they're giving them the symbiote in the next one, because how are they gonna make Peter strong?
I'm sure there'll be more, because like now it's like when I went back, I was like, you know, I had to like refamiliarize myself with playing.
Well, you know,
Peter.
The things that come out of him in the trailer, the iron spider legs. Yeah. I guarantee that's just a thing that comes out now. It's not like something you have to put as an ability. I guarantee that's just a thing now, because you have to match Peter to Miles. I mean, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, because he needs more.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a Ratchet and Clank thing for the next one.
Or at least maybe tone Miles down a little bit and then bring Peter up. So they're kind of like,
because you need to give like Peter some kind of like Venom power ish ability.
Yeah,
like,
you I just want some more
accessories.
I think the reason why Miles is so like he felt a little OP in Spider-Man for Miles Morales is because the game was shorter. I'm not entirely sure that makes sense. But like, I mean, I love Miles' playing style, swing style way more.
Like, I was actually surprised at how short that game was. I burned through that game in a few days.
Yeah,
but I'm just happy we got it. You know,
I planned really on it. Fun. You have to beat it twice, though.
Same. It was worth it, though. It's so short. It's such an easy platinum. My number seven, though.
Really easy to platinum.
Yeah. My number seven, though, Dying Light 2. I've been so excited for this game. I haven't watched anything for it, so that's why it's not in my top five. I don't really want to know anything about it. I really love the original Dying Light. I thought it was an awesome game, a really cool one. And now my number six, though, this one kind of hurts me because I am so excited for this game, and you guys probably haven't even heard about it. It's called Callisto Protocol. It's from the original creator of Dead Space. It's his brand new horror game taking place in the PUBG universe, but honestly, it's not really taking place. It's just from the same developers. But it's a brand new horror game taking place in a prison, a space prison. Oh. The teaser trailer for this is absolutely phenomenal. It's not in my top five. I literally moved it out right before we started this, and I only moved it out because it's not confirmed for this year. It's only rumored for this year. So if we're getting it, it's going to be late. If we don't, it'll probably be early 2023. Very excited. Also, the reason Evil Dead and Final Fantasy 16 and some of those other games is because they're expected this year, but they're not confirmed. So that's why they're not on my, you won't see them at all on my list. Other than that, if they were confirmed, I would have slid out Lego Star Wars and Starfield right away for this two games. So, but yeah, guys, it's time to jump into those number fives, man. And I want Christian to start with this one now.
Come on, Christian, come with it.
All right. My number five is actually Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
Yeah.
That's mine too.
That's my number five.
That's my number four.
Like Rocksteady Studios. I mean, it takes place in the same universe as the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, we didn't really know too much about it. Like the first time we saw it, it was, it was just that small little trailer from one of the E3s. And I was like, okay, like it's announcement trailer. We haven't really seen gameplay, but I mean, it looks better than the Avengers game. I'm not going to lie.
But it looks awesome.
It does look great. It looks
great. Did I play a Spider-Man in the Avengers game?
No, I thought it was terrible. Horrible. I'm mad they didn't even do a story for him.
Nope. Like he's just drops into the game. I'm like, okay.
And Kate Bishop, at least I got a story with it. That was like the most disappointing piece of it. But
yeah,
I guess I'll speak a little bit on Suicide Squad 2. Who are you guys playing as? Who's the main one you're going after first?
I don't know. Maybe Harley.
I don't know. Maybe Margot.
Oh yeah.
See, mine's a King Shark. I'm going King Shark
would be cool. Okay, too, I think I might go Harley.
But Captain Boomerang, now that they're giving him the Speed Force, looks great as well. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm very interested.
They all look like good kids. Wait, so, we can swap between them, right? This ain't
Guardians of the Galaxy
scenario. Okay.
Well, from my understanding, how it is how the story goes is you pick one character and you play as them. But when you can go back through because you level these characters up. So there is an RPG element to it all. And I think that's the cool thing of replaying it and going back through. And I'm sold on that. I will say, though, since this isn't the Arkham world and Batman's dead, guarantee he comes back to life in here.
Wait, is Gotham Knights, is that in the same universe?
Nope, Gotham Knights is not.
Completely different.
Which is dumb because honestly, Batman is there. You're not going to do Court of Owls without Batman. That's just my
personal opinion. Yeah, I was going to ask, why would they not connect Gotham Knights and with the Gotham universe and have the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League be its own thing?
I don't know, but
it's really weird because like also Deadshot technically showed up in one of the other Batman games and he was white, now he's black, which is cool, but like
you guys throw everything off.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like there's certain things, but again, come on, Brainiac's gonna bring him back, right? Brainiac's bringing back Batman in some way, shape, and form.
Some way.
I'm excited to see how they support that game, though, because I think there's a lot of cool avenues. It looks fun. That trailer at the, was it at the Game Awards when we finally saw stuff?
I believe it was.
Was it? Oh, no, it was it DC been, Fandom.
It was a DC Fandom.
And that was like one of the best things they showed. And
I didn't watch it.
Man, Fandom was such a turndown this year, man. It was pretty disappointing.
From what I read from the Game Awards, that was his turndown, too. I saw those highlights.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It's every time. It's like, I mean, I get that Jeff Keighley's trying to like bring people together for video games. Like, it's a great way to celebrate video games. But I don't need all of these I'm sorry. I don't need all these celebrities there. Like,
to get the word out. But okay, so my thing about this,
you don't see Greg Netflix Miller at the Oscars.
Well, I know, but the thing about this,
hey guys, I'm sure he would go to the Oscars. Though.
Probably would.
None of those need to be 3 hours. No. Let's be real with you.
Nothing does.
An hour and a half at most.
Netflix to them.
I never even thought the
sound effect was like to dumb. I'm like, oh, they made that shit up.
Apparently, yeah, that's from my House of Cards.
Yeah, it's from when he hits the desk. it's from Kevin Spacey hitting the desk. So that's awesome. God, man. Leo, you got anything to say about Suicide Squad since it's your number four?
Dude, it looks so good, you guys. I mean, the gameplay looks smooth. I love the graphics too, and I like that we're getting a different iteration of the Suicide Squad, because you know, you got James Gunn's movie. We're not even going to talk about that movie that should not be named that came before it, but I love that we're consuming all this media. We're also getting the Harley Quinn series back.
Yeah, like, season 3.
I really think a lot of comic book movies are embracing anti-heroism and also embracing
the villains.
Like,
are some
villains.
Of the coolest characters.
Yes, yes.
You guys remember the game Spider-Man Friend or Foe back in the day?
I remember that one. Yes, and
not to mention, a villain makes a good story.
Yeah.
Let me play as a villain, bro. And I think that also after, I'll be real, just switching over to movies a little bit too. Also after Joker, I want more villain origin stories. Whether you liked it or not,
dude,
I want more of that. Like, I want to see more of why they became a villain.
I literally said, do a revenge thriller with Poison Ivy. Dark R-rated. I don't
still haven't seen her live action. Well, in a while.
No. And that's my thing, man. Let's not do Megan Fox. I want Mr. Freeze. I want all that, man.
I want me some Ana de Armas.
Same. She should be. She would be a really good Poison Ivy.
Or Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. A lot of people want her though for Gwen right now.
Oh, I don't think I did my number five. So we let me go ahead with my number five, which is Bayonetta 3. I haven't even played the other two.
Is it because it's Nintendo though?
No, it's because I've played as Bayonetta a lot.
It's Super Smash Brothers, bro.
So I'm like, okay, that dual pistol action. Can I tell you something? Like, I got to play as Bayonetta.
She kills in Smash Brothers.
Can I tell you right now? I don't recommend playing the first two before you play three. Maybe two, but I wouldn't recommend the first one.
I was watching some Bayonetta 2 gameplay, and it looked really good.
First one is very dated. It's very dated.
It's like playing Mass Effect 1. You have to play it on easy.
So if you buy Bayonetta 2 for the Switch, you actually get the first one for free if it's a new copy on a digital code. And I played the first one, and I really didn't like it. So then I tried playing 2, and I liked 2 a lot more, but I was so turned off from the first one. Like, it was fun, but I just didn't give a shit about the story, and it was kind of dated in its gameplay. It's kind of like the Devil May Cry games. I love them all.
Oh, yeah.
Very dated. You can't go back to one and play them now. Yeah, like, you can't, like, I just finished 5 again. I can't go back and play 1, 2, or 3 now.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Kingdom Hearts might be one of the only games that you can just go back and keep on playing. And they keep remastering
the
them, too.
Hasn't so really helps. Changed all that much for the Kingdom Hearts.
No, and they keep it's remastering it.
Until you really get to 3, but it's still kind of the same.
Man, I'm going to be real with you guys. 3 was a little disappointing.
No, so easy.
I completely agree. I liked 3. I did not love it.
Yeah, We waited 15 years for Kingdom Hearts 3 or something like that? And it was like, we finally get this story. And it just
delivered story-wise,
but it was just so quick.
Well, it's
the
like
gameplay was major.
Everyone's
like,
been waiting.
I'm like,
let's cram everything into one game. Yeah, let's cram every single Kingdom Hearts game.
Roxas, bringing back all these other characters. I'm like, how's about we focus the story and not bring back the 358 and a half days characters and all that? I'm like, dude, why are we bringing back all these side game characters, man?
Yeah, the stories were good for 358 over 2 days, whatever. Like, I like the story, but yeah, it's, I mean, we had all these other side adventures. We had all this other side adventures leading up to Kingdom Hearts 3, and it's like, I mean, and I like how finally, you know, like everyone on between PC and actually Switch now as well, everyone's pretty much able to play the entire story, which I really, really like.
Yeah, which is cool. And I dig that. I mean, I want more Kingdom Hearts. Please announce that and Final Fantasy Part Remake.
God, what is going on with Final Fantasy VII? They got an iOS game coming up.
I'm telling you, bro, they don't have a roadmap.
They have a roadmap, but they need to tell people it. They need to tell people it.
I played that game. I was like, cool. When's the next part? Oh, we don't know. Oh.
It's like I give shout out to the guys who make Hitman. At least they knew what the fuck they were doing when they're like, we're going to introduce it in each part. Even though I thought it was stupid.
As soon as they said episodic, I was like, oh, Lord, here we go.
We are never going to. I will never see the ending of what they're doing with that. I will never see the ending of it. I'll probably have like five kids by then, and they'll have
some. So, we're going to be like Jared Leto at the Morbius premiere. It's never coming out.
Nah. Isn't it crazy to think that Morbius was done filming before they even started making Spider-Man No Way Home?
Spider-Man wrote, came out first.
Directed, created, got this crazy film produced, all done.
Edited, everything.
Before, in the whole span of Morbius being done.
That just goes to show.
It back to April 1st.
That just goes to show Sony has no faith in Morbius.
No.
To be honest, I really don't like Sony Pictures all that much outside of a few things. It's just not my favorite studio.
Oh, no, man. I loved 9 Days. I know that was Sony Classic, but I'm not going
perfection.
Yeah, Sony Classic. No, I'm saying Sony Pictures. Like,
I'm not talking them down either. They got some hitters.
No, they do. They do. But for me, it's like hit or miss 50-50 sometimes.
Look, man, I went into Spider-Verse with the same attitude, and I came out optimistic.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I mean, I'm nervous for Across
because I feel like into the Spider-Verse, they were like, go do whatever you want. But now they're like, ooh, can we be a part of that a little bit? Can we be in the room? Can we help you guys?
They tried to, they tried to trademark or patent like the comic book animation style from the first Spider-Verse. And someone had said no, because that's like a public domain. Like, that's literally ripped out of like a comic book. Not like the stop motion ass thing, but like,
But I get why they were trying to do it. But
I get it for sure. Yeah. It's just 50-50. I mean, like, when it comes to Spider-Man stuff, like, absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, Spider-Verse is my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Same.
It's still my favorite. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man. Men in Black International.
Oh,
like,
God. Oh,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I sat there. Pissed.
Some things are great, but then they come out with Mitchell's versus the Machines. Sony Animation does.
I know it's like the Sony Animation been hitting it.
Yeah,
they've been on a doing roll. Great.
Well, after Emoji Movie, they were like, "Shit, we almost went out of business. We got to make good stuff." But like Sony, when they give their creatives the freedom, they can go do it. Look at Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters was good.
Yeah.
And then what Spider-Man, a shocker that Marvel ended up being a part of it.
Yeah, it was a big
But then shock. Like Men in Black, if you read like behind the scenes on that film, I mean it's terrible. It is so bad with between everything they had to go through. And it was all studio meddling. So we got 23 Jump Street because of them too. So
it's just
meddle.
It's like 50-50 for me, and that's all.
Exactly. But Leo. I know you're number 4 Suicide Squad. You got anything else left to say about it?
Look, man, all I got left to say is I want this game to be long. I really don't want this to be another Miles Morales. Give me something that I can roast for like a week.
They've been working
on
this game. When did Arkham City come out? Because they've literally been working on it.
Get out of here. They've been working on it since then?
Arkham Knight.
I believe
2015.
Hit us with that Kingdom Hearts stuff. Come with a great story. The graphics look awesome, and the gameplay looks great too. But come with some effort, man. I need some effort.
I know. I will say though, I do know that they were trying to make a Superman game first. That was their first thing they were trying to do. That or the Flash, and they couldn't get it down. So then they're like, "Oh well, let's kill him." I'm like, "Okay,
okay,
I'm down for that."
Works for
I'm
me.
I'm down for that.
Play Superman 64.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't even remind me. One of the worst games ever made.
Oh, man. I haven't.
No, it really is. Yeah, it's so really bad. One of the worst games you'll ever play.
You fly through rings for like, that's it. That's really all you do. And it's not, it doesn't even work.
I mean, to be fair, it was on the N64, and the N64 controller is terrible.
But it doesn't even matter. There were so many great games for the 64 still. You could have made a beat 'em up.
You could
have. Superman game. That's all you could have done.
And why wouldn't you do that with Superman, who's super strong? Oh, I'm looking at it, y'all. It looks terrible. Yeah.
Dude, just watch some gameplay. It is the funniest thing you've probably ever It's just so funny. I'm sorry.
It's so good. It's so fucking bad. It's so good. Christian, what's your number four? I know it's not N64 Superman.
No, my number four is actually Hogwarts Legacy. Nice. I'm very, very excited. You know, Porky Games has been working on this for a while. You know, Leo touched on this earlier. We're finally getting that proper Harry Potter, like, RPG.
We're supposed to get an MMO years ago and character. It got canceled, so.
Yeah. I'm honestly, I'd rather have this because I'm not a big fan of MMO. It's MMO, it's just way too time consuming. But I think it's supposed to be in April. This is supposed to come out. I'm not entirely sure.
I hope.
Man. But like, I just love Harry Potter. I love it.
Same.
My favorite film franchise, my favorite book franchise.
They're great, man. That Hogwarts special was great.
Leo, I was crying through the whole thing.
It's same, man. I started crying the second it started.
I was like,
this I don't know. It got about halfway through, and I was kind of like, okay,
wow.
Wow, Leo. Wow.
Leo, pay some respects. No, I'm kidding.
There was a cut. Okay, so the only criticism I really had was I just wanted more cast interaction. Like,
I wish the trio
bring people into that room. I thought that would have been cool to have them interact while
I do agree. Much like Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I still think that is like.
The first one,
I think that
because it actually got dark, like they really addressed stuff that were issues on there, and I kind of wish they did
Viv,
that.
Uncle Phil.
I will say it's like a reality show for a second. Whoa, what the?
I'm not gonna say much about Hogwarts Legacy because it is on my list. It's a little bit higher, so I'm gonna stay a little bit. Yeah,
I'm just glad we're finally getting like a proper Harry Potter. Everyone's been asking for this for ages and ages. Yeah. It's like even with like Dragon Ball, like Xenoverse, like. People have been asking for that kind of game forever, and we finally got those. Yeah. So I'm just excited.
You know what, guys? Is this Superman game a copy of Star Fox?
Probably.
Is it Star Fox without blasters?
It probably is. That's probably how they made it.
Now, when was the last time we had a Star Fox game?
God.
A proper Star Fox game, not the
not that little MMO crap.
Hey, don't talk shit about my GameCube Adventures one. I like
not GameCube.
That one's cool.
You guys remember like the toys that you would like?
Oh yeah, for the
and like bring to life.
Oh, Meebles.
They kind of have like a Star Fox adventure.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like. Another game.
It sucked.
I forgot what it was, but like you could play as like Star Fox and the rest of the gang.
It failed.
Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh, we finally have our quote unquote pseudo like Star Fox game." I can't remember the name of it.
That's my one issue with Nintendo. They sit on all these properties. You got Punch Out. You got F-Zero. You got Star Fox. We could do a whole podcast just talking about 10 franchises they should bring back.
Where is my Chrono
Trigger? F-Zero, definitely.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger.
Where is my Chrono Trigger?
I want Earthbound back from Nintendo.
Where's my Power Stone, Sega? Is my Power Stone?
Here's the thing. We could do Nintendo and Sega alone, and that would fill the whole stream.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
The Sega just keeps pumping out Sonic stuff.
Man, guys, I don't think you guys have this one in your top anything, but I am so optimistic about this fucking game I'm about to mention. It's Avatar's Frontiers of Pandora. Man, oh man, was that trailer fucking awesome. I love that trailer. I love the world of Avatar. I don't love the first movie. I think it's just fine. But man,
Saldana though was very good.
Yeah, but to like interact and actually explore in this world, that's gonna be cool. I might be too optimistic about this fucking thing.
This game should have came out when the movie came out.
That's what I'm saying. I was
like Avatar game. This is the second one.
This is the second one?
There was one.
Oh, that's right. It was bad.
And that game was awesome.
Movie had
that
a video game.
I don't know about all that.
That's awesome. Right. It was awesome. It was underrated. It wasn't great, but it was good. It was good. This one looks great. I'm really excited for it, but I will say it's Ubisoft, and I'm sure it'll be the same fucking game.
Yep.
Why is your picture a random guy?
I don't know. Ricky probably changed it.
Because we have that's definitely not Christian.
No. Yeah, I have my... I got to change it again. They keep changing it over, but it's whatever.
Okay. But yeah, this is my number four most anticipated. I am so optimistic, man, to explore it. I don't know. It's probably going to suck. It's probably going to suck.
No, like, it looks fine. It's just not in my...
I'm with Christian. I'm kind of just like... Wait for the movie with that one. Is it coming out around the movie time?
I think it's summer.
I don't know what James Cameron's up to. So,
dude, I'm telling you right now, Avatar 2 is going to be a banger.
He keeps telling people about his water effects and how they're better than Aquaman.
I'm telling you, man, you can't count James Cameron out. You just can't. He's made two of the best sequels of all time. You just can't. I mean, that's my thing. I'm not like, it wasn't even in my top 10 most anticipated. But I'm like, when I see that first trailer, I'm like, fuck, I'm sold. It's my number one now. Fair enough, I'm gonna watch it.
I just need a reason to get back into the franchise.
Can you imagine if this movie bombs?
I don't think it will.
So hard.
Nah, not because of China alone. This movie will get its damn sequel, man, that they're already making.
Avengers Endgame was the number one movie, and then they had a re-release.
You know what?
That doesn't count.
You know what, Zach? You got me a little more optimistic because T2 and Aliens are a couple of my favorite movies of all time.
T2 is my top four of all time, man.
Same, man. Like, if you go to my letterbox, it's on the roll. Yeah,
like, so, name a bad film Cameron's made. Name a bad film.
I mean, to be honest,
if I look through his IMDb, I can find one.
I can't. I mean, all the ones I've seen, movies.
Big Terminator fan, but I have seen. I honestly only didn't watch Terminator 2 until this year. To be completely honest, I just never really watched.
You're gone.
I never watched Terminator 2 until earlier this year. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of it, like online, but it's just not something I've like went out of my way to go see. Like, I don't know.
I got one. Piranhas 2.
Piranha 2?
Oh. The Spawning?
Oh. He did that?
Yes.
I didn't know he did that.
He co-directed it with a video. I don't know who that is, but he co-directed it with someone. I'm like,
oh, man.
Was not it.
Oh, well, fair enough. Well, it's my number four, guys. I don't care what anyone says. I'm fucking hyped for this.
Hey, movie. Man. I'm hyped for you.
It looks better than that Fast and Furious game we got a few years ago.
That was last year.
Those PlayStation 2 graphics.
That was last year.
Ben Diesel was so excited. Hey guys, we got this new game coming out. It's all about family.
You do a really good impression of Vin Diesel.
You really do.
That's actually really good. Can you say family? Can you say
family?
Well, damn. And he also thought he would get The Rock back too.
And The Rock said,
"No." Rock was like, "Oh, you want to say that about me? Okay, I'm not coming back."
Dude, I mean, I love him in Hobbs and Shaw, but I was just gonna say,
I'm.
I don't even think he comes back for Hobbs and Shaw. I don't think he comes back for that either. I think he's just like, I'm done with the franchise.
Come on, man.
I think it's more of a let me go make my Jumanji 4, which will probably be better than the next Fast and Furious.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I don't know why. I didn't really like the third one. Okay, technically the third.
Okay.
Let's
let's take a bet on the next Fast and Furious. What insane thing are they going to do?
They're going to go to space. I legit think they're going to do time travel.
They're going to have a DeLorean, and this is how they're going to bring Paul in. I guarantee they're going to have his brother there. Yeah, they are going to fucking do it.
I think it's a multiverse. Because everything is super multiverse right now. Could you imagine if they do Riddick, Triple X,
would that be the biggest ego thing for him to do that?
No, I honestly think you could go Jurassic World. You can go Universal stuff. Like, honestly,
Pacific Rim.
Remember they tried that Monsterverse? Look, they're like, nah, trash that. Let's use.
Do they have? They have the rights to Back to the Future, though, right? They have the rights to the Back to the Future, though.
Does Universal have that?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong. I don't know.
God, man.
There's so much property swapping now between all these studios. It's very hard to keep up.
I don't know. I'd rather them
they
go.
They do have it,
but yeah,
that's Universal, right? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's Universal.
Okay. All right, number three, fellas. Who's first?
I'll go. We'll go back around. I'll do three. My number three is Elden Ring. I am out of my mind excited for this. Baby. Like three and up. I can't wait to play. It looks to be everything I'm wanting. All my friends and me are going to be playing this co-op wise. My friend's going to lead the charge because he's beaten every Dark Souls game, Demon Souls, Bloodborne, whatever you want to call it. He said he's going to make sure we all beat this game. So I'm hyped. Give me this game. It looks fucking awesome. I got nothing else to say. Christian, what's your number three?
Number three is Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West. February 18th. Very, very excited. I mean, I really like the first game. Kind of regretting that I never went back and played the Frozen Wilds, but now I kind of want to. But like we said before, like it's weird because it's like, I mean, do I want to exert all of my Horizon Forbidden Westness on the first game before playing the second? Because those games are a bit long, I'm not gonna lie. So it's like, I feel like if I want to play the first one again, I'll just have to go back to it maybe later on in the year.
Yeah.
And go through Forbidden West first and kind of get, you know, scratch that itch. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. Really happy that, you know, Sony backpedaled when, you know, they tried to dupe everyone with the whole you know, for PlayStation 4 players. Originally they had to pre-order the deluxe edition or higher for PlayStation 4 in order to get the upgrade to PlayStation 5, which is complete BS.
This was in our group chat.
The entire like rage of like game Twitter, everyone on Twitter was just so pissed because it's like, okay, so I have to pay, it was like 80. Or like at least
it wasn't 80. It was like $100. It was like
$100. Get out of here. See, to play on PS4.
Because originally they said that Horizon Forbidden West would be a free upgrade.
Yep.
In like one of their blogs, and people kind of bringing it up, and they're like, "Oh crap!" Because they tried to get away with it, and game developers always do this. That's why I don't really have that much sympathy for.
I wouldn't say game developers. I say companies do this shit. Because that's a Sony decision. That's true.
Sony shouldn't have fucking done that. $100 to play on the last console. Come on, y'all know.
In order to get it
for PlayStation 5, like you had it for PS4, but it's like, it's like you're making an investment. And it's like not everyone has a PlayStation 5. So it's like.
But you know I didn't pre-order that edition? I wanted the statue. Do you know why I didn't do it? The steelbook doesn't come with the game. You just get a steelbook.
Oh, yeah, that's
disc.
Right.
It's
yeah,
a digital only disc. Edition. So I'm
you know
like,
what? No, Halo Infinite did the same thing with their
Halo.
Steelbook.
Yep, they did. Yeah, they did. Well, no, actually, I have their steelbook and the disc. They sent me. They like, sent me the steelbook, the standard... and then they sent the disc later. Like, I got the steelbook 2 days early. That's opened weird. It. I'm like, the fuck! I thank God I have Game Pass. But then then they sent me another copy, and I'm like, why did you send it? Why put it?
Yeah,
in
Yeah, it's it weird. In like, if you get the steelbook version of Halo Infinite, like physical, and it comes with like a digital copy or something. And then if you just buy like, you know, the standard plastic, it just comes with the disc. But I just have it on Game Pass, at least for now. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's some weird stuff. But I'm really glad that, you know, Sony, Guerrilla Games, whatever, they all decided to backpedal on that. I do know for God of War, that is going to be for God of War and Gran Turismo 7, they said those games are going to be $10 upgrades. It's like, I mean, yeah. It's only $10, but like it's like just low enough to be petty. It's not. It really is. It really is. It's like it's not
honestly,
like
though,
like if you're being greedy, that's like a $30-$40 thing. But like $10, this is petty.
But I'll say this at this point. I think after these they're done. I think it's just six PS5 exclusive after that.
I hope so, but I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Leo, what's your number three?
Same as Christian's.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. That was one of my Horizon Zero Dawn.
I'm the weirdo. I'm the weirdo
games.
That doesn't have this in the top five. Okay.
I love me
okay.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, Horizon Zero Dawn was one of my favorites of PS4. So I love that game.
It's so great.
Right, it was so good. And
it runs great on PlayStation 5 now.
I'm with you, Christian. I'm not gonna go back. I'm not gonna go back to Zero Dawn. I put my hours in that game, plenty of them.
It's a long ass game. I'll watch a recap. I'm gonna watch a recap.
Yeah, exactly.
Hours for recap.
Everything you need to know.
Wilds.
Yeah, because it's fun. Man, I'm going back to Breath of the Wild. So. I play it almost every weekend.
I know you do, and we all know what your number one's probably gonna be. So, let's.
It's not Breath of the Wild.
Okay, well, what's your number two then? No. Drop me. What's your number two then?
Number two is Elden Ring.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
Wow.
Okay.
Elden Ring looks so good, man. That. Look, I'm gonna say this. I'm a bit of a clown in the sense that I like Dark Souls, man. I'm like, dude,
yeah, it's awesome, man.
I wanna rage a little bit. Like, I'm kind of like,
you want to break it?
When I'm playing Dark Souls, it's kind of like me in the gym. I'm like, look, man, this is my time to just take out this anger that's built inside, the rage that's pent inside a little bit, and take it out on that goddamn game, man. It's so good. And Dark Souls, what I love so much about Dark Souls is that you can just play it for hours and just keep fucking dying. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it through this. Just like Cuphead, going to make it through it, man. I still have a beat Cuphead, though.
Fuck Cuphead. My data corrupted.
Oh,
three bosses before the last one, and I just stopped.
No. But yeah, that is my number two, Horizon Forbidden West.
Awesome.
Wait, is that your number two or your number three?
That's his number two.
My number two.
We're going.
Elden Ring.
No, Elden Ring. Christian, number two.
My number two is God of War Ragnarok. Very, very excited. I love the PlayStation 4 version of that game. Like,
so amazing. It's the best God of War game. The best God of War game.
It definitely is. I like the original ones, you know, the hack and slash, but this one, like the RPG elements, and it low-key is like kind of like a Souls game in a way, because it can be very challenging, especially facing like the Valkyries. I mean, we know God of War is supposed to be coming out this year. I'm assuming that's probably not going to hit, probably not till the latter half of the year, because that seems like more of a holiday game. I know Gran Turismo 7 is supposed to come out this year as well, so I feel like that's more of a summer game. We don't know what other things that Sony has in store. We know that the Star Wars Old Republic remake is supposed to be coming out, but I don't know. We don't know when that's coming out. I don't even think that's like slated for this year. But God of War Ragnarok, I'm very excited. You know, Alana Pierce is part of the writing team over there. So I'm very excited to see what her and the team over there have been kind of cooking up. I'm just very, very excited for her. You know, I'm ready for it. This is actually the end of the Norse mythology saga, because they were going to do...
Which is crazy.
Yeah, originally they were going to do three games, but Corey Barlog, he's the game director of the new God of War, and he said that it takes him about like 4 to 5 years to create these, and I'm really hoping that Sony Santa Monica does something different after God of War Ragnarok, because I mean, outside of like Journey, that's like pretty much what Sony Santa Monica is known for, is like their God of War games. So, but yeah, I'm very excited for Ragnarok,
and they're making something else right now too. We don't even know what it is. So, and I'll talk about God of War in a second, but I guess I'll get to my number two. My number two is Hogwarts Legacy. I'm so fucking excited for this game. Growing up, I read the books for Harry Potter, but you guys are going to hate this. I never saw all the movies until like 2016. I only seen the first four.
Really?
So what? I read all the books.
You're in the same boat as Amanda. She has
the same.
Amanda's a late bloomer. Like, she's a late bloomer. She didn't start reading the books. She didn't,
I read the books in elementary school, junior high, and because they were interesting, I liked reading them. And
why didn't you want to go to the movies?
So, the movie wise, it's interesting. So, as a kid, I watched 1, 2, 3, and 4 all the time, had them on DVD, watched them all the time. But when we moved to Arizona, my grandmother used to be the one that took me to the theaters all the time. She didn't move out here with us initially. So there was that whole spanning time, I missed 5. Then we never bought 5 on DVD. Okay. So I never saw it. Mm-hmm. Then I missed 6. Then when 7 and 8 were coming out, I was in junior high, and I'm like, oh, well, it's too late now. And I only went back and watched them because the Blu-ray set was on sale at the time. And Fantastic Beasts was coming out like a week later. And I'm like, I have to watch all these like fucking now. I have no choice but to watch all these now because I don't know if it's going to tie in or not. I watched them all in the span of 24 hours. I didn't go to sleep. I started one, watched the next one. Started 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was so addicted. I love this franchise now. I'm absolutely a giant Potterhead. Not the biggest Potterhead. I'm sure Christian has like 30 wands in his closet.
I got over here.
Actually, I have a little fun fact. So if you have an iPhone.
Lumos.
Oh, Lumos. Yep.
And if you tell it Knox, it gets rid of it, which is awesome.
Really? That's cool. I didn't know the Knox part. I knew about the Lumos. We tried that yesterday. But yeah. I'm so excited.
I've been using it all day.
Man, I'm telling you right now. I hope it's just not an RPG. I hope I get to go to class. I hope I get to go through years. That's my one thing. I don't know. Like, do I explore? Do I make? Do I end up falling in love with someone? Do we do like the dirty? Like, can I become an aura?
Become a dark wizard catcher?
Can I say fuck Hogwarts? I want to burn it to the ground. I want to join Grindelwald and all those other people. You know what I mean? Like, that is what I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Because this RPG is going to go one or two ways. It's either going to be bare bones and just fun for what it is, or it's going to be deep. I hope to God it's deep.
I hope it's fun, and
I hope it gives me the experience that I've always wanted to want. There was an owl outside my house a couple days ago, and it didn't leave me my Hogwarts letter. So this better damn be it. I'm really hyped for it, guys. Do you guys have anything else to say left on that game?
Man, what I want...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to be able to customize your own Patronus.
True.
Yeah.
I want my own Patronus, dude.
Does anyone know what their Patronus is? Mine's like a calico cat.
Mine's a.
How do you figure it out?
It's on
Pottermore. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't take that quiz.
Yeah, take that one. Oh, it's cool. Isn't there like an otter or something like that?
Yeah,
like
there's an otter. I think that's Hermione's.
I have the Patronus,
I believe.
I have the otter.
Okay.
Otter would be awesome.
But if we can pick like any animal in the world, man, I'd love a panda bear to be mine. Aww. It's my spirit animal. So I'm down for that.
I would go with a lion.
There you go.
Comes with the name.
Hey.
And the house. So.
But guys.
Yeah. Number one, guys.
You can play one game this year. This has to be the game. And for me, it's God of War Ragnarok. I have been waiting for a sequel to this last God of War game since it ended. I love the decision that they're not doing a trilogy this time around, because what it makes me excited to see is, okay, so you guys are going to do the Egyptian gods next. I think Kratos dies in this one. I think it'll probably be the longest God of War game as well. And I say that because I think what they did was probably combine their ideas of 2 and 3. I feel like 2, they probably looked at and they're like, okay, if we do a trilogy, this is going to be more of the middling chapter. That maybe gives a little bit more substance, but why don't we just combine the two ideas and just have this bigger, longer, more epic story? Again, I think this is it for Kratos. I think it's going to be badass. I think it's going to be brutal as always. And I don't want to see anything else from this game. I know they're going to release more trailers. I know they're going to release more clips. I don't want to see it. I've seen that gameplay. It looks fucking great. It looks more like God of War of what I played. And I can't wait. That last God of War game was the best game that... Besides The Last of Us, it was the best game that Sony released on the PlayStation 4. So
yeah, I agree. I agree.
I got nothing else to say. I don't know anything else about the game. So, Christian, what's your number one? One game to play. It's Breath of the Wild 2. I know it is. Don't lie.
It's Starfield, baby.
Oh! Wow. Okay. Wait, hey, Starfield Bethesda?
I love Bethesda.
Have we seen anything besides that little teaser?
No, we don't even know.
No, we haven't. But like, and I know it is a bit ridiculous, but I mean, it's not only that this is a new Bethesda game, is that this is a new Bethesda game underneath Microsoft Studios, which means that they're not independent anymore. You know, they have that financial backing. The point of exclusive games are to show off what the console can really do. That's why, you know, God of War, Spider-Man, The Last of Us, even like Returnal, games like that, they really show, or Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart, like they really show the boundaries of what these consoles can do. There's showcases for the console.
Exactly.
So for Starfield, you know, we don't know too much about it, and that's totally, it's my most
I hope it's great.
And I hope it is.
I love Fallout. Fallout 3 is one of my favorite games of all time. I know you love Skyrim. You buy it every fucking time it comes out.
I love it. It's just such a good game. Like, it's
all I hope that Microsoft money's helping them, man. I'm hoping that Microsoft money's helping them. This game has been in development for what, like 12, 13 and I'm years?
Sure
yeah, a long time.
I'm sure they know what they're doing. And, you know, like, I mean, if it ends up being great, that's amazing. If it ends up being a dud, it just ends up being a dud.
It's their only game they have this year for a big exclusive, right?
Isn't Redfall coming out this year?
Oh, yeah. That I forgot. I also had that on my, when I was making out my top 10. Yeah, I'm excited.
I almost put it on there. But, like, honestly, like, it's just, you know, I mean, you know, it's, now, it coming to Game Pass.
I want
to
ask really you, big. What if they announce Fable 4 is this year?
Oh my god!
Is that your number one?
Man.
Do you switch it to
the number one? That's me.
Do you switch it to your number one? Do you switch that to your number one?
If I knew Fable was coming out this year, that would definitely be my number one. Because
that would be my number one too. It's been so long.
I will never forgive Microsoft for closing Lionhead Studios. That was. No, I'm serious. I know.
What studio's working on it right now? Playground is the Forza
Playground
Games. Star, right?
Yeah, it's that's another UK, crazy. Yeah, based.
But that's crazy developer. That they're doing it. That I mean that the graphics are gonna be insane on that game.
I'm very
Leo,
excited.
Have you played Fable? I don't think we've ever heard it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I thought it was just a boring franchise. That's why I haven't.
Oh but motherfucker! Get the fuck out of here.
The Fable Legends. And like the you know, the Kinect thing, that's garbage.
That was garbage.
And like,
see,
I never
even attempted that crap.
Yeah, I mean,
I played
watched
Fable
the,
1, rented Fable 2, and I was just Fable like, 2. This ain't my so good. This ain't me.
I love Fable 2. Like Fable 3 is all right, but it's just like, I mean, like I watched the Xbox on like docuseries that's on YouTube. It's like 6 episodes, about maybe like 40-50 minutes longer, but you know, it kind of literally just goes through the entire, like, you know, what from like its inception all the way up to like what Xbox is now, because, you know, the 20th anniversary was last year. But like they even talked about Lionhead, and one of the developers, one of the ladies who works for Microsoft, she said she's like, if there's one regret, she was like, it's us, like, you know, cutting out Lionhead and like putting them under. Because like back then it was like, oh, you know, well, studio is not really performing the way we want to, but it's like, instead of just cutting their funding and like letting them go, you have to kind of figure out what works and what doesn't.
Well, like, and now like, it's a whole different model now.
Yeah,
they have, like, they have Ben Rare Studio, like, look,
yeah,
at
like
Ben
even
Studio,
with Rare,
yeah,
yeah, Ben Studio with Sony, it's like, well, I don't know if we'll ever see another Days Gone game. I haven't made
it. I doubt
it's
it.
Like
I
20
love
minutes
Gone.
Of the first
I love
one,
Days Gone. I love
but. Instead of them just saying, hey, you know, well, you made this subpar game, we're just going to let you go. It's like, well, you kind of have to work to figure out, like, what works for that studio. Because each studio has their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
So
but,
it's like,
and that's the thing that pissed me off, though, is they made them go do that multiplayer game. And it wasn't going to succeed. I mean, it just wasn't. The next step for Fable, and I've been saying it for Borderlands, your next step for Borderlands is an MMO. That's your next step. Like math
for consoles,
because
that'd be very interesting.
The reason I'm not really like I'm excited for Tiny Tina, but I didn't put it on my list because the last spinoff they did fucking sucked. The outer space one they did, the one between 2 and 3 was terrible. It was god.
Yeah, the outer space one just felt like a giant expansion. I was like, okay,
so,
what's going on here?
That's why Tiny Tina, I'm hoping it's great, but I don't have much.
It looks good. Oh yeah, we're getting that Borderlands movie too.
Oh shit, that is this year.
Oh, that's right, we're getting that movie. Damn, by the way, Days Gone was so boring to me, but oh my god,
I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. I got 30 minutes in.
Like, man, I put like 55 hours in that game.
I hear it
that
gets really
it's
good.
No, can I say this?
Yeah,
I'm with you guys that the first act is garbage. It is terrible, it is generic, it is boring. I'm with you guys on there, because the only reason I got that game is because GameStop, their deal at the time was you get full credit and you're literally a full refund. Like Sony was literally saying, ooh, you buy this game, if you don't like it, You have a week to turn it in and get your entire cash back. That's terrible. So I took it, went home. I said, fuck it, I'm going to play it. I sat there and I played an hour. I'm like, eh, not really feeling it. So I put a podcast on for the first like fucking 5 hours. And I'm just playing it, killing zombies. There comes a point in the story where I'm like, I'm sold. The bike is, I leveled up that bike all the way. It was way easier to drive. I leveled up all the guns. That's when it gets exciting. And there comes a point in the story where you're like, oh, it's about to end. Then you find out there's 20 more hours of story left. And that's when the game actually went, wow, this is a great game. Like most of the reviews for this game didn't beat it. They literally said I couldn't get into it.
And it sucks. A lot of critics
breaking
do that
news,
too,
guys. Yeah. There's an extended clip of Uncharted out now.
Ugh.
I think it was presented at a Sony presentation and Tom Holland just dropped
CES.
It.
CES.
Yeah. Yep, CES.
Yeah, they announced the new PlayStation VR too there, but
yeah. I feel like they should have just kept it to that. Why even bring the movie into this?
Because I truly feel like Sony doesn't know whether they want to make video games or movies. Sometimes because it's like, I mean, The Last of Us, I mean, what's great about it is the interactivity because it is a video game and the story is so powerful. But it's like sometimes I feel like they just don't know whether they want to make a movie or not. It's like, okay, well, like Uncharted, it's like, okay, that's great. Well, I mean, I've played through all the Uncharted games. I don't really feel like I need to go see this movie, but it's like, it's Tom Holland.
I'm already looking at the first like second of the clip and I'm like, they're blowing.
I heard the action's garbage.
Literally, it's the scene where he's on the airplane, that shot where he does a Spidey pose. It's that. And I'm like, why are you blowing your load?
Oh, from Uncharted 3. That's exactly that's taken right.
Why
out
show
Uncharted
that
3.
Though, man? I don't need to see.
So I have it playing right now and I'm looking at the action. Oh my God.
Is it bad?
It's all it's cut. It's just boop, boop, boop. Like you see a person getting shot. It's not like the camera. I'm going to hate this movie. I'm going to fucking hate
it. Like, I'm not watching it for that reason. I'm like, I'm good.
I'll probably like Tom Holland in it. I'll probably hate the movie.
I just don't want Tom Holland to become like the Sony like whipping boy or whatever.
He already is, man.
This action is terrible.
Like he's like the
There's a jump cut every fucking second.
I can't wait to react to this after.
All right, well, let's get to your number one, Leo, because we all fucking know what it is, man. We all know what it
actually,
is.
Actually, no, I think I know what it is, but I could.
If it's not Breath of the Wild 2, I will shit my pants right here.
I think it's. No, I don't want to say it.
Breath of the Wild 2, baby. Yeah. Come on now. You already know.
I thought he was going to say Pokemon Arceus, but I forgot he said that.
No, that wasn't my top, my bottom five. But man, oh my God. Breath of the Wild. I think it's not above Ocarina of Time, but it is like a close second in the Legend of Zelda franchise. Mm-hmm. It was the thing that every single Legend of Zelda fan wanted. It's an open world Legend of Zelda game. And Ocarina of Time was the first to kind of get there, you know, with the limitations of the 64 at the time. They couldn't actually get all the way open world. There's, of course, boundaries and stuff. But they actually came back and said, we're delivering our promise many years later. But they literally gave us the experience that we absolutely wanted. And that's to be able to explore a full open world with Link as the character. Now, the problem I do have with Breath of the Wild, and I hope this is kind of adjusted into, is the weapon breaking. I think it happens way too often.
Yep.
That's the armor breaks, like the all game. That stuff. The shield breaks. I'm like, man, I really don't like the breaking. When you get the Master Sword, it's cool, but then you have to recharge that. I hate that about the game. But everything else, every other aspect, I love, man. Horses, getting that freaking motorcycle, getting through all the challenges and getting through all the shrines. And it's just such a fun game.
Yeah.
I really want them to adjust that weapon system this time, because I know that's just kind of the bottleneck, because if you have unlimited weapons and you find all these super powerful weapons, like you're just going to be OP at that point.
Yeah.
It's not going to be hard to defeat this, Ganon, man, or anything. Yeah. But
it's not in my top 10. And I wish it was. I'm a Legend of Zelda fan that appreciates when each one is different, when each one is a different graphical style, a different complete story. This is the first Legend of Zelda.
You didn't like Majora's Mask?
Love Majora's Mask. But I played Ocarina of Time Majora's Mask out of order. I didn't play Majora's Mask until like a couple of years ago, where Ocarina of Time I did play when I was younger. So there's that aspect of as I've grown up, my first actual Legend of Zelda game was Twilight Princess. Well, oh, no, shit. Technically it was the cartoon one for the GameCube.
Wind Waker.
Yeah. Wind Waker was amazing.
Wind Waker.
Love it.
And then Twilight Princess. And then I went back and played them all. And that's my thing, is that I played it out of order so much that I even look back at how they developed, and I'm like, I want each one to be different. So I'm a little bit iffy, because this is like, I know we've gotten like Super Mario Galaxy 2 and shit, but like,
and Galaxy 2 was great.
It was better than the first one. So I expect Breath of the Wild 2 to probably be better than the first one, because every time they do a sequel that's directly following the last one, it's better. Hyrule Warriors 2, fucking great.
So good. Way better than the first one. Nintendo knows what they're doing with sequels, and I think Bayonetta 3 is going to blow 2 and 1 out of the water.
Is
that Platinum Games making it one? I think.
Mm-hmm. But then I'm also very nervous, because I hope it's different enough, because everything we've gotten, it looks the exact same. That's my only issue.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How many Legend of Zelda games do you not like?
Oh, there's so many. I'm just kidding.
I mean, so here's the thing. There's a lot of those like spin-off ones on the advanced Game Boy. Those ones don't count.
Okay. I will.
I'm not talking Phantom Zelda Hourglass. Game was
Oracle Seasons and Oracle of Ages. I love.
Is that the four? Those. No,
dude. Game Boy Color.
That was made by Capcom.
Four Swords was fire. And you, I love that you can put it on your GameCube and hook it up with the GameCube.
Minish Cap was great.
Tight.
Phantom Hourglass was great. Leo, you make a great point. I mean, I've never liked, look,
you go through the whole franchise of Legend of Zelda, and I'm like, I can't think of one that I was like, not.
I can't even, you know what?
Skyward Sword was not.
I still haven't played that one. But it's not. I have it. I have the HD. I haven't played it. So
is it still $60?
I got it for the Nintendo
40. Evergreen policy.
It's probably 60 now. On Black Friday, it was only 40. On Black Friday, which is it was 40.
So their Black Friday deals expired.
Before
Friday even ended, and I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks, Nintendo."
But I guess like that's my thing though. I've never been disappointed with a Legend of Zelda game. But maybe that's also because I don't hype. I don't know. I hyped the shit out of Breath of the Wild, the first one, and that's the reason I got a Switch. So,
yep. Same here. I get what your concern is about it being the same, but what I hope could possibly happen is that we could play as Zelda for the first time, and I'm really hoping we get that.
I hope so too. So
I'll be like with the Pokemon games, because like they introduced so many great like aspects, like the Mega Evolutions and stuff.
Can I tell you guys right now? I think Pokemon Arceus or whatever, I think it's gonna be a disappointment.
Oh, for sure.
I can see it.
It's on my top 10, but
I'm hoping it's great, man. That's my thing. It looks boring.
I mean, even with the shiny diamond and like the pearl, like the new one, like the new remakes, it's like, I mean, it's not even just the art form that like the chibi thing they went with, but it's like they haven't done anything new with that franchise in so long.
Dude, you know what they need to do with the Pokemon franchise is bring back Pokemon Stadium. I don't know
they
why.
Do.
Wait,
Pokemon Gale of Darkness. Give me Pokemon
Gale. Pokemon Gale of Darkness was so good. That wasn't even made by Game Freak. Switch, though.
No, there's none.
No.
They had that fighter game. They had Fighter or whatever.
But it's like, it's just not, I mean, at least Zelda has changed it up a little bit more. But it's
at least they've got that N64 expansion. Have you guys played that?
Nah.
The N64?
I refuse to spend extra.
I gotta be real. No. Okay, so it was actually like $50 for the year. So I was like, oh, okay.
I mean,
like every game except, I love, don't get me wrong, I love
how do they play?
Time, but the port is so bad.
I was gonna say, like, how are the ports? So bad.
The ports are actually really smooth. Mario was great. Mm-hmm. Star Fox was great. I've still got to explore the rest of the library, but I was pretty impressed with what's on there.
The only reason I haven't gotten that yet is I still have my 64 in all those games. So
there's not a decent library.
PS4 ports. Those things are fucking terrible.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this was
it's not even the PlayStation 3 versions of Jack. I'm like, why are they not the PlayStation 3 versions of Dragon Jacks?
I have the PlayStation 3 versions, I have the PS4 and I have the fucking PS2 versions of Dragon Jacks.
The PS2 versions are Jack really good.
Dragon Jacks was fun. I gotta bring up a random game. Have you guys ever played this game? Billy Hatcher and the Giant Ape.
Yes, that game
was fun as hell. I'm like, Nintendo, if y'all don't mess around, bring that back.
Billy Hatcher.
How much do you guys think that game's worth now? How much do you think that game's worth now? If I go look it up on eBay.
A little over $100.
Let's see. I'm going to go to eBay right now.
Like $1,000.
Because it's out of print. So.
$90. $90. I found one for $50. But Billy Hatcher all of them,
was.
Dude, some people are selling them sealed. $1,000 for a sealed copy.
Anyone remember Beautiful Joe?
Beautiful Joe was dope, dude. The art style is very, very good. Like, it was
these are all games that Nintendo's sitting on, man. They keep giving me Animal Crossing.
I think Beautiful Joe's Capcom, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, but it is. I think there's a licensing thing where it has to be Nintendo.
Oh, that's how it was Kingdom Hearts for a while.
$60. I would pay that for a collection of GameCube games.
I would.
It's got to be a good amount, but like, just bring back the virtual console.
Like a 20, like 20.
Well, dude, I got that Mario Party Superstars. Awesome.
Really?
But they don't have enough boards. They have 4 boards. That's it. They have a ton of mini games from GameCube and 64, but that's none good. Of the GameCube boards. Stop. Only 64, oh. Man.
4?
Yeah. I'm like, dumb. That's
not good. That's not good at all.
Did we hit all ours? Did we already hit all
ours? I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starfield's my number
We went on a tangent.
I know. I just had to. I don't know why I was sitting on that Billy Hatcher and the Giant.
No,
dude. I remember that game. That man, was the.
Maybe we should do like another top 10 list. Top 10 GameCube games.
I mean, seriously, we should. Because you can pluck out, let's see, Billy Hatcher,
Sonic
Kirby
Adventure
Air Riders,
Sonic Heroes.
Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Twilight Princess.
Kirby Air Ride, though?
What? Yeah, Air Riders.
Air Ride, when you're on the little vehicles and stuff. That was
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Mario Kart.
Mario Party 5.
Double Dash is good. Smash Bros. Melee.
Smash Brothers Melee, yeah.
Which Melee has such a different mechanics from the rest of the games that they still have.
It's still, I think it's still the best.
Oh, no. Melee still play Melee. Like, there was a.
Ultimate's my favorite, but I think Melee still is the best combat.
And it's the most difficult. But I think my favorite might be the most recent, the Switch. I think
Switch
they
great.
Yeah, oh, I think they have a great library. Ultimate's good. Yeah.
So
not Wii U. That Wii U.
But yeah, I'm gonna save the rest of my thoughts because I actually think this is a podcast we should do now.
Yeah, we should do this.
So GameCube. I guess
the lunchbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll start wrapping up, Christian. Make us out, man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Christian, you ended out.
Yeah, so that kind of concludes our top 10 top 10 most anticipated games of 2022. We had a lot of great discussion. It's been a while since, you know, me and Leo, especially me, have actually been on the channel. It's just wow.
This is the year. We were so busy.
It was December, like honestly, from like September onward throughout the end of the year, it was like I felt like it was just like nonstop.
Same,
like just I mean, between
movie work, life.
And like, I just didn't have a chance to even play any games. And it's like, you know, I got Deathloop for a really good price, we got Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy for a really good price, still got to finish Kingdom Hearts of Spirits. It's just I'm ready to get back into playing something, and I'm hoping that Horizon Forbidden West.
How about you just beat your games you have?
I mean, I could, but like, what's the fun? Dude, if you look at my Steam library is like over 1,000 games. Like, even like the movies I bought from Black Friday. Like I've only watched like maybe 2 out of like
I can't even talk shit about the movies I buy. Half the movies I buy, I don't even.
It's like I just put them on the shelf and they're just there.
Yeah. Like
Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm not popped.
Y'all don't be going through the Blu-rays. Damn.
I mean, like seen. I do. It's just for some reason.
Most of them I've seen, but it's like I just like having them. They're my collection. You know.
Hey,
I still gotta get that Wolfwalkers thing too.
Oh yeah, that's over there. But I guess
I love it. But yeah, so that, yeah, that, like I said, pretty much concludes our podcast here for today. We'll go around the podcast and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet and what's coming up on your respective channels. We'll start with Leo, then we'll go with Zach, and then I'll close it out.
All right on. Appreciate it. Well, guys, it's always great to collaborate. Literally, it feels good to have an outlet for gaming. Because
yeah, it really does.
Like, my channel is like, unfortunately, gaming content just isn't my channel. So I'm like, but to have like a place to come and game. And I'm definitely going to be playing a lot of Nintendo games this year. So y'all will have that leg.
No, Leo's going to review them all. You're hearing it right there. Leo's reviewing those Nintendo.
There's going to be a lot. But guys, come on over to Geekly Goods on YouTube. And you can follow me at Leo Rydell GG on all social media platforms, Twitter, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Instagram. And you can find me, like I said, on my YouTube channel, Geekly Goods. We got a lot coming up, guys, but also a little. Like, we've got Superman and Lois, which I'm dropping this week. Naomi's coming out next week. And then we also have Scream 5 on the way, which I will be seeing, oh, gosh, in 2 days. Whew, God, yeah. 2022 already flying by. But I'll have a review for that and a review of the entire franchise for that as well. So definitely come on over to the channel, y'all. And if you like Cobra Kai, plenty of that content, too, and more coming up on Season 5. So come on by.
There you go, man. Thank you guys for joining me for this. I'm glad that you guys could finally make it. Our schedules are so shitty sometimes. It's like, hey, who can do it? No one? Okay. All right. I'll go get, and you know, it's been great having some other people join us. And that's the point of this channel. And I'm just happy the channel's actually growing. That's the thing that makes me happy. Yeah. Cause like, I don't know. It's just good. And this is the outlet for gaming. We're going to keep growing it 2022. Cause we kind of just started it for fun to see where it would go. And the fact that we have like 212 subscribers with nothing,
with no effort.
So that's good. This is the year we're gonna have more effort into this, more audio stuff, more video stuff. For me on my channel, Zach Pope Reviews, more movie TV reviews. Definitely gonna covering Boba Fett, covering Scream, covering a bunch of other things. Maybe Euphoria season 2. There's some shows with that where I just kind of like to enjoy and not really think about. Like, I kind of just cover it at the end. Peacemaker. Still debating if I'm going to cover it. You don't want to, you know, hit me up or reply back to an email. I mean, why do I want to cover this stuff?
Hey, so, I know all about that life, bro.
I feel it. So, other than that, there's just a bunch of lot, and I have as this is going up, I don't know when it's going up, but I know it'll either go up the week of Scream, so we would have probably seen Scream, or it's coming out this week. We'll figure it out soon once I figure out editing wise. But there's some Mass Effect re-uploads that I've done for my channel on this now. I'm planning a Halo video essay for Halo Infinite. I'm very finiting that detail because I have some big thoughts on that story and everything with it. And then Leo, you're making that also.
I was just about to say that, man. I was like, okay, so for the channel, we got a video that I'm doing a deep dive on about a lost Super Smash Brothers event called Slam Fest 99, which apparently took place before the game was coming out as a promotional event of Nintendo, where four people dressed up as Yoshi, Mario, and Pikachu, and Donkey Kong, I want to say.
Yeah.
And all went, like, it was like a live actual event. So I will definitely be bringing that to you guys and the history of that. But it's lost. The crazy thing about it is there's no footage. There's literally like five photos. So it's going to be fun editing that too.
I'm excited to see that. And Christian will eventually, I really want you to still review Kenya. I'm not even fucking joking.
I will.
I want the title of the review to be, I finally beat Kenna. Which is weird.
That's actually perfect.
Releases perfect. It in 2023.
Oh, and we're also,
it's like, sorry guys, I got Spider-Man to play.
I'm also working on combing through a lot of GameCube game music and soundtracks to compile a lot of those music and soundtracks for the channel.
I'm down
for
that. More stuff coming, and then we'll also have like frequent collaborators to join here, like Patrick did the one time for the Demon Slayer game.
Thank you so much, Patrick, if you are watching.
Are gonna have more people come in for that. So if you're listening and you like playing games, and maybe there's a game you want to cover and you didn't hear us talk about it, reach out to us at Critics Play Pod on Twitter, if that's the Twitter, right? Critics Play
Pod.
Message us there. One of three of us will probably reply back to you. If we don't, we probably don't like you. But seriously, we're very nice. Reach out to us, talk to us. And Christian, what do you got coming up, man?
So, I have a podcast called Film Optics, that is Optics with an X. As of right now, we are on a bit of a two-week break. We just finished our Don't Look Up review. I believe that came out the day before, 2 days before the New Year's. So we are starting back out the podcast on January 17th. That will be our Scream 5 review. You can find us on podcast platforms around the internet. We are an audio only podcast, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Audible, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all that stuff is where you can find our podcast. So like I said, we're going to be starting back up again on January 17th with Scream 5. I believe we are going to be covering the first three episodes of Peacemaker, because I think those first three episodes come out that week as well, or the weekend prior. So we're going to do the first three and kind of get a feel to see, you know, like if it's something we really want to invest into, because we've done it with like iCarly. We've done it with, I think me and Leo did it with Titan season 3. and we also did the same kind of thing with Star Wars, The Bad Batch. We kind of just, you know, kind of just get a feel for it, just kind of give people a general.
Is it worth my time?
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, it might be something that I watch or that we watch, but we may not review because we are in the process of moving the podcast over to like a new podcasting host. But that does not affect listeners whatsoever. That's more stuff on the back end. And also, we're going to be starting our Hunger Games Franchise Revisited series. Ooh. That's going to be moved to monthly release. So we're going to be doing the Hunger Games, you know, coming up in January, then so on and so forth through April, because the first Hunger Games, I believe the 10-year anniversary is sometime in March, as well as a lot of other things this year. A lot of movies turn 10 this year. So that's pretty much everything coming up on the podcast. Of course, you can follow us at Film Optics, that is Optics with an X, on Instagram and Twitter. And that's pretty much all we have for January. We were going to cover Morbius, but, you know, I got pushed back.
April Fools.
Right. Crazy stuff. But, yeah, that pretty much does it for me. Thank you guys again, you know, for coming on. You know, we need to get more. I need to be kin of Bridge of Spears. That's what it all comes down to. So, yeah, that pretty much closes it out. That was Zach. Leo, my name is Christian, and we'll see you guys in the next video.